Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is May 21, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about U.S. Treasury calls for businesses to report crypto transfers of more than $10,000 to the IRS. Crypto derivatives exchange BitMEX pledges to become carbon neutral. Gensler says SEC should be ready to bring cases involving crypto. Institutional Bitcoin buying spiked around Wednesday's crash. Now let's get started. U.S. Treasury calls for businesses to report crypto transfers of more than $10,000 to the IRS. The report highlighted virtual currencies and cash as potential ways to hide income from the government. The U.S. Department of the Treasury is calling for businesses that receive transfers of more than $10,000 in crypto to report them to the Internal Revenue Service. The requirement is on par with transfers of $10,000 and more in U.S. dollars. The Treasury report highlighted virtual currencies and cash as potential ways to hide income from the government. Despite constituting a relatively small portion of business income today, cryptocurrency transactions are likely to rise in importance in the next decade, especially in the presence of a broad-based financial account reporting regime, the department wrote. The move comes at a time in which U.S. regulators are tracking the movement of cryptocurrencies more closely. In November, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, proposed lowering the threshold at which banks must collect and store fund trans information, reducing it from $3,000 to $250 for any transfers crypto or fiat that go outside the U.S. In December, FinCEN proposed a rule requiring crypto exchanges to collect counterparty information from transactions sent to unhosted wallets, dubbed requirements for certain transactions involving convertible virtual currency or digital assets. Crypto derivatives exchange BitMEX pledges to become carbon neutral. The firm said it would pay a small percentage of fees to start offsetting carbon emissions. BitMEX has committed to becoming carbon neutral in the wake of Elon Musk stirring up debate about fossil fuel use in Bitcoin, BTC, -9.84%, mining. In a blog post on Friday, the cryptocurrency derivatives exchange acknowledged the scrutiny on energy consumption in the cryptocurrency industry, citing wildly divergent views and accuracy of information. The firm said it has a responsibility to take positive action and pledge to become carbon neutral. To start, BitMEX will offset emissions related to withdrawals from its platform by donating at least $0.0026 for every $1 of blockchain fees our clients pay out. The exchange is still investigating the most effective organizations through which to carry out the initiative, and said it will publish details of this and how much is donated in the future. The donation works out at $2,600 per $1 million in fees received. BitMEX said it turned to calculations from the CEO of the FTX crypto derivatives exchange, Sam Bankman-Fried, for the figure. Bitcoin has been in the press a lot in recent months due to concerns about the energy use by miners who run powerful processing chips to crunch the numbers to record transactions on the blockchain and secure the network. The issue was brought to a head on May 13 when Musk announced that Tesla would not accept Bitcoin payments for vehicles until the industry shifted to more sustainable energy. A number of mining firms have since announced shifts to facilities powered almost completely by hydroelectricity or moves to offset emissions. Gensler says SEC should be ready to bring cases involving crypto. The SEC chair continued to highlight investor protection as he previewed the regulators' cryptocurrency enforcement efforts. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, Chief Gary Gensler said Thursday that federal financial regulators should be ready to bring cases against bad actors in crypto and other emerging technologies. As we continue to stay abreast of those developments, the SEC and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, should be ready to bring cases involving issues such as crypto, cyber and fintech, Gensler told FINRA conference attendees. He highlighted investor protection throughout his brief remarks. The statements come as federal agencies propose upgrades to their crypto monitoring efforts, from the Internal Revenue Service asking businesses to disclose high-value transactions to lawmakers calling for reviews of crypto-friendly banking policies. We need to do whatever we can to ensure that bad actors aren't playing with working families' savings and that the rules are enforced aggressively and consistently, Gensler said. He said regulators should be ready to pursue deceptive private funds, accounting fraud, insider trading and a bevy of other potential regulatory pitfalls rippling throughout the capital markets. While hardly offering a playbook, Gensler's remarks may bolster the perception that investor protection is a top priority for the Biden administration's SEC, especially when it comes to crypto. Perhaps more telling was the SEC's May 11th warning to investors in mutual funds that trade Bitcoin, BTC, minus 9.91% futures. Though it contained no allegations of fraud, the memo highlighted Bitcoin's legendary volatility and instructed SEC staff to consider suspicious activity in the space. Institutional Bitcoin buying spiked around Wednesday's crash. Bitcoin outflows from over-the-counter desks spiked, signaling dip demand from institutional investors. Blockchain data shows large investors remain confident of Bitcoin's long-term prospects and continue to accumulate coins on dips, shrugging off concerns about the negative environmental impacts of cryptocurrency mining. Wallets linked with over-the-counter, OTC, desks registered an outflow of 10,292 BTC on Wednesday, when Bitcoin tanked from $43,000 to nearly $30,000. That was the largest single-day outflow from OTC addresses in 3.5 months, according to data tracked by Glassnode. The number rose further to 11,056 BTC on Thursday, hitting the highest level since December 31 and taking the six-day tally to nearly 35,000 BTC. Institutions or large investors typically make investments through OTC desks to avoid influencing asset prices on exchanges. Thus, outflows from OTC desks are widely taken to represent institutional buying, large traders moving coins from OTC addresses to their wallets. The number of daily transfers from OTC desks, outgoing transactions, rose to a record high of 245 on Thursday, marking a tenfold rise in 6 days. Once again, there is strong institutional demand, Glassnode founders Jan Happel and Jan Alleman said in a tweet, taking note of the spike in outgoing OTC transactions. Whatever Bitcoin lows we will see this summer, they won't be for long. Might as well hold through. Institutions have exhibited a strong buy-the-dip mentality this year. For example, the 7-day moving average of daily OTC desk outflows rose as the cryptocurrency suffered price pullbacks in the second half of February and after Coinbase's debut on NASDAQ. The average more than doubled to over 5,000 BTC during the drop from May 12's $58,000 to $30,000. The latest bargain hunting is notable as it shows large investors aren't too concerned about corporate distancing from Bitcoin due to environmental concerns. The market mood soured last week after Tesla, the Fortune 500 company headed by Elon Musk, suspended vehicle purchases using Bitcoin, citing environmental concerns. The surprise announcement came 3 months after Tesla announced Bitcoin as a payment alternative, and weakened hopes for wider corporate adoption. As such, the uptrend-fatigued market fell and witnessed the worst episode of selling since the March 2020 crash. While institutions remain bullish on the cryptocurrency, some analysts do not foresee a quick recovery. We believe that most of the leverage is out of the system now, and Bitcoin should start to form a base here, Pankaj Balani, CEO of Delta Exchange, told CoinDesk. However, the sharp fall 40% between Sunday and Wednesday has eroded confidence, and it will take some time for Bitcoin to regain upward momentum. Exchanges liquidated nearly $10 billion worth of derivatives positions on Wednesday, leaving the market in a much healthier state than it was a week ago. Bolani foresees a rise to $45,000, or even $50,000, heading into the monthly options expiry due next Friday, but sees a deeper drop if support at $36,000 is breached. A conclusive break below that would signal that this correction is bigger than a short-term bull market pullback and all bets are off, Bolani said. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands near $41,000, still up 40% on a year-to-date basis. Technical indicators are signaling oversold conditions and scope for a bounce. However, regulation remains a critical short-term and long-term risk. Regulatory headwinds and global macro risk could weigh some more in the second and third quarters, Joel Kruger, currency strategist at LMAX Digital, said. At the same time, I think if we do see additional declines below $30,000, they will be short-lived. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.